Okay, so you know how much everyone hates going to the auto shop?
Oh, tell me about it.
It's like the dentist's office of errands,
Right
right?
up there with taxes, yeah.
But what if it didn't have to be like that?
Wouldn't that be something?
That's what's so interesting about this deep dive.
Yeah, what's the deal with these magical auto shops?
We found all these places that are like customer service rock stars. And
Really?
get this, their strategies, they could totally apply to other businesses too.
You're kidding. What's the secret sauce? Spill it.
It all starts with something called the ACTS framework.
ACTS sounds kind of dramatic, like a play or something.
Okay, well, maybe a little dramatic, but yeah, it's all about setting the stage for a great customer experience.
I like it. Setting the stage so no stage fright for nervous customers.
Exactly. So break it down for me. What's ACTS all about?
So it stands for attitude, consistency, teamwork, and service.
Okay, all good things.
Right, and not just like vague ideas. They actually put these principles into action with specific things they do.
Love it. So it's a playbook, not just a philosophy.
Exactly.
Okay, let's start with attitude. What does that even mean in an auto shop?
It's really about changing your mindset.
How so?
Instead of seeing customers as like dollar signs walking in.
Which, let's be real, some places definitely do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But these shops, they see each person and they get that most people are a little stressed out, maybe a bit intimidated by the whole car thing.
Because cars are complicated.
Totally.
Yeah.
And most people just want an experience that's, honest and not a headache.
So empathy is key.
Empathy is everything. And it's more than just a feeling, it turns into actual actions.
Like what?
Well, for example, they have this rule that you greet every customer within 15 seconds of them coming in the door.
15 seconds. That's so specific.
It is, but it shows they're serious. Smiling, making eye contact, even stopping what you're doing to really give them your attention.
You know, it's funny you say that. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a store and felt completely invisible.
Oh my gosh, yes. The worst.
Like I'm wandering around lost and nobody even looks up.
The worst.
Right.
But these shops, they get that those little gestures make a huge E
It's
difference.
all about setting the tone right from the start.
Exactly. And that's where consistency comes in the C in ACTS.
Because it's not enough to just do it once in a while.
Nope. It's got to be every single time, every single customer, or it doesn't really mean anything.
Totally. If one day you're amazing and the next day you don't even care, it's like,
Yeah.
what was the point?
Exactly. It creates this uncertainty, and nobody trusts that.
Okay, so we've got attitude consistency. What about teamwork?
Ah, teamwork. This one's big.
I feel like teamwork is important everywhere, but especially in a place like an auto shop where you've got different people doing different things.
It's true. It's not just about everyone getting along. It's about everyone understanding that every single person on that team, from the person answering the phones to the mechanics, actually everyone impacts the customer's experience.
It's like a relay race.
Yes, perfect analogy. If one person drops the baton, the whole team is thrown off.
And the customer's left wondering what's going on.
Exactly. And then finally, service, which might seem obvious.
Yeah, you'd think service would be a given at a service station.
Yeah.
Right. But it's easy to lose sight of that in the day-to-day, especially when you're busy or stressed. But they have this reminder that everyone's job boils down to taking care of people and their cars and doing it with pride and doing it right.
So it's not just about fixing the immediate problem. It's about really caring about car care.
Exactly. It's about building that relationship with the customer so they trust you.
Okay, this ACTS thing is pretty cool. And it sounds like it lays the groundwork for everything else they do.
It totally does.
So speaking of everything else, let's talk about this quarter time rule because it honestly sounds like something out of Back to the Future.
But the quarter time rule, okay, so it's not time travel,
Too bad.
but it is about being super efficient with your time. And it starts by setting really clear expectations with the customer right up front.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So let's say a customer is told their service will take 4 hours.
Okay, 4 hours in the waiting room.
Not necessarily. With the quarter time rule, everything, the inspection, the estimate, telling the customer what all happens within the first hour.
Wow, so they're basically getting a quarter of the work done in the first quarter of the time.
You got it. And it's not just about speed, although people definitely appreciate that.
Especially if they're waiting there.
Right. It's about transparency and managing those expectations. Because when you see things moving quickly and you're in the loop, it builds confidence.
That makes sense. So do they like speed things up if someone's just there for a quick oil change?
Good question. So the principle stays the same, but yeah, the execution has to be lightning fast.
Like how fast are we talking?
So for an oil change, let's say they tell the customer an hour.
Okay, 1 hour seems reasonable.
Right. So the moment that customer arrives, the clock starts ticking. And ideally, within 15 minutes of their car's in the bay, they've done a super fast inspection. And if there are any other issues, they've given the customer a heads up.
15 minutes. That seems like the blink of an eye.
It takes practice, but the customer is like, whoa, these guys are good.
I bet. It probably makes the whole thing less stressful, too, knowing they've already taken a look.
Exactly. Okay, speaking of less stress, let's talk about this PCQ thing.
PCQ. Okay, now that just sounds like a secret code.
It kind of does sound like that, doesn't it?
So what is it, some kind of secret agent stuff?
Not quite. It stands for personal contact qualities, and basically, it's all about how every interaction you have with a customer makes them feel.
So less James Bond, more like how to be amazing at human interaction.
100%. We're talking about figuring out those moments in a customer's experience that are either going to make them love you or hate you, and then doing very specific things to make them feel valued and heard.
So it's like they've choreographed the ideal customer interaction.
You could say that, and it all goes back to that 15-second greeting rule.
Oh, yeah, that one's hard to forget.
Right. Well, that's just the beginning. They're all about a really genuinely enthusiastic greeting, making eye contact, really stopping what you're doing to show you're present.
It seems so simple, but I bet in a setting that can be intimidating, like an auto shop if you don't know anything about cars.
Oh, totally. It
Yeah.
sets the tone for a much more positive
It's
interaction.
like, okay, I'm in good hands. These people care.
Exactly. So you've aced the greeting. What happens next? Got to figure out what the customer needs, right?
And listening is a big part of that, but I'm guessing it's more nuanced than just hearing what someone's saying.
Oh, for sure. This is where active listening comes in. And the guidelines they emphasize not interrupting, repeating back what the customer said to make sure they understand correctly, even being supportive of their opinions, even if they might not be what the technician would necessarily recommend.
It's about making the customer feel heard, not just diagnosed.
Exactly. And it's also about setting clear expectations up front. How long is it going to take? What's it going to cost?
Transparency right from the start. That's huge.
Huge, especially in an industry where people worry about hidden fees.
Okay, but sometimes things happen. You find other stuff wrong with the car. How do they handle that?
That's where PCQ stresses respect and sensitivity.
Which makes sense because nobody wants to hear that their car needs even more work.
Right, so they say the conversation should happen privately, not in front of a bunch of other people, and it should start with what's working well.
So you're focusing on the positives before you get to the bad news.
Exactly. And then when you're explaining those additional needs, clarity is key. Explain it thoroughly, give them options, and this is important, respect whatever decision they make.
Don't pressure them into more services, just empower them to make the best choice.
Exactly. Okay, we're almost there. Last step, paying the bill, which nobody loves.
The worst part of any interaction.
But again, transparency is key. Go over the invoice line by line, explain everything, make sure that there are no questions.
So nobody feels rushed or confused when they're trying to get out of there.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the departure. How do you end things on a good note?
Well, thanking them for their business is a given, but it can't just be a throwaway line.
Definitely not. We're talking a genuine expression of gratitude. Maybe even walking the customer to their vehicle if you can.
It's those little touches.
Every single one matters because this whole PCQ thing, it's really about recognizing that every single touch point matters in shaping how that customer feels about you.
It's genius.
Right. It takes the guesswork out of customer service.
Totally. Okay, so we've talked about how they interact with customers, but what about behind the scenes in the shop itself? How do they keep things running smoothly?
Ah, that's where their customer service delivery system comes in, or CSDS for short.
CSDS. Sounds pretty official.
It is. It's a 12-step process to make things as efficient and productive as possible.
Okay, I love a good system. Break it down for me.
Well, we don't have time to get into all 12 steps, but one that really stood out to me was step three, offering the customer a CVI.
Okay, a CVI. Remind me, what does that stand for again?
Comprehensive vehicle inspection.
Right.
And it's not just about trying to sell an extra service. It's a chance to connect with the customer, understand their needs, and build trust by showing them you care about their car and not just about making a quick buck.
So it's about taking that time to really get the full picture, not just slapping a band-aid on the most obvious problem.
Exactly. But it's a balance because customers often come in wanting a quick fix.
Of course, who wants to spend all day at the auto shop?
Right. But the CSDS, it encourages the shop to do a really thorough inspection, which might mean taking a little extra time and potentially uncovering issues the customer didn't even know about.
Which could lead to, a bigger bill than they were expecting. I can see how that conversation could go sideways.
Absolutely. That's why it all comes back to communication. Explaining why the comprehensive inspection is worth it, being upfront about potential costs.
So no surprises.
No surprises. And then there's step four. Ready for this? Pull the vehicle into the first available appropriate bay.
Okay, so this is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak.
Literally,
Yeah.
this step is so important, especially for those quick service
Oh,
customers.
yeah, the ones who just need an oil change and are watching the clock the whole time.
Exactly. This step is all about conveying a sense of urgency, get that vehicle in a bay and ready to go ASAP.
Because nobody wants to feel like they're being ignored.
Right. So they have these little things they do, like making sure the service advisor already has all the info about the car so the technician's not wasting time.
It's all about being prepared.
Exactly. Or having the parts and tires ready to go as soon as the work order is in.
So it's all about working smarter, not harder.
You got it. And it makes a huge E difference in how the customer perceives the whole experience.
Efficiency is key.
Efficiency is everything.
So let's talk about those focus services, because it seems like these auto shops have a real knack for zeroing in on those maintenance needs that people like me tend to forget about or just not know about at all.
It's true, they're really good at it. And it starts with a shift in thinking. Instead of just reacting to a problem, they're proactive about educating the customer about things that will keep their car running smoothly.
Okay, so give me an example. What kind of focus services are we talking about?
One that I thought was really interesting was their add-on balance strategy. So basically, anytime a customer comes in for a tire rotation or an alignment, they make a point to check the balance of at least one tire.
Okay, which makes sense because a tire that's out of balance can cause all sorts of problems.
Exactly. So this strategy is brilliant because it helps the customer avoid those issues down the road and it generates a little extra revenue for the shop.
Win-win. So they're
Exactly.
not just trying to sell you something you don't need. It's about actually taking care of your car.
Precisely. It builds that trust. What other focus services do they do? Let's see. Oh, this one's good. Fuel system service.
Okay, now I'll admit, beyond putting gas in my tank, I don't really know what my fuel system does.
You and me both.
Yeah.
But basically, over time, all this gunk can build up deposits, varnish, even carbon, and that can really impact your engine's performance.
Like how?
Reduced fuel efficiency, sluggish acceleration problems starting your car, you name it.
So it's like giving your car a good internal cleanse.
Exactly. And they especially recommend this for higher mileage vehicles, which makes sense.
Yeah, the older the car, the more gunk it's probably accumulated.
Right. Okay, what else? Oh, brake flush. Another important one.
Brakes. Another one of those things I tend to ignore until it's an emergency.
Don't worry, you're not alone. But here's the thing. Brake fluid degrades over time.
Does it really?
It does. And it can absorb moisture, which can really mess with your braking power.
Okay, now that's scary.
Right. That's why regular flushes are so crucial. And these shops are really good at explaining all the science behind it in a way that makes sense.
Because sometimes those technical explanations can go right over my head.
Oh, totally. But they break it down so you understand why it's important and why you should spend the money.
Smart. Okay, so we've got tire balance, fuel systems, brakes. What else?
One more? Oil changes.
Oil changes.
Yeah.
Seriously, what's so special about oil changes?
Well, they don't just offer one standard oil change. They have what they call a tiered system.
A tiered system, like levels.
Exactly. Think good, better, best. So
Yeah.
good is your basic conventional oil change. Better might be a synthetic blend. And then best is the full synthetic, the Cadillac of oil changes.
So it's all about giving the customer options that work for their car and their budget.
Exactly. And what's interesting is they don't just assume everyone wants the cheapest option. They present all three, explain the differences.
No more feeling pressured into the most expensive option just because they think they can get away with it.
Right. It's all about empowering the customer to make the best choice.
This whole focus services thing is genius. It's not just about trying to get more money out of people. It's about providing that next level service.
That's what I love about it. It shows that they're not just trying to fix your car, they're trying to build a relationship with you.
So we've got ACTS, quarter time rule, PCQ, focus services. It's a lot to take in, but I'm starting to see how it all fits together to create this really successful strategy.
It does. It all comes back to this idea of Kaizen.
Kaizen. Now, there's a word I love. It's that Japanese philosophy of continuous improvement.
We got it. That even small changes can lead to big results over time.
And they seem to have really embraced that philosophy.
Oh, absolutely. They live and breathe Kaizen, but it's not just by accident. They have a very structured system for making it happen.
Okay, so how does it actually work in the real world?
Well, they have this thing called their complete winning strategy.
Sounds intense. like something out of a training montage.
It kind of is, but it covers every aspect of their operation, from how they hire and train employees to how they track performance.
So it's all connected.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it all starts with job descriptions.
Okay, so tell me, what makes their job descriptions so special?
They're incredibly detailed. Nothing is left to chance. You can tell they put a lot of thought into defining each role and what's expected.
So everyone's crystal clear on what they're supposed to be doing.
Right. No more showing up on day one like, so what do I do again?
The worst.
They also go into a lot of detail about performance expectations. Things like greeting customers within a certain time frame, specific phone scripts to follow.
So there's consistency across the board.
Exactly. Because they understand that first impressions are everything.
Whether it's in person or on the phone.
100%.
Okay, so they've clearly put a lot of effort into hiring the right people and giving them the structure and training they need to succeed. What else stood out to you about their overall strategy?
Honestly, it's their obsession with data. They are constantly tracking key performance metrics to make sure everything is running smoothly and that they're meeting their goals.
Data is king.
Tell me about it. And they don't just look at like one or two things, they track everything.
Like what? Give me the nitty-gritty details.
Well, one of the big ones is payroll as a percentage of sales.
Makes sense. You don't want to be spending more on labor than you're making in revenue.
Exactly. And they even break it down further, looking at payroll for the service staff versus the sales and management teams.
So they can see where their costs are highest and make adjustments if needed.
You got it. Another key metric is something called their PAT percentage.
PAT percentage. Okay, now you're just messing with me. What's a PAT?
It stands for potential alignment ticket.
Okay.
So they've recognized that whenever someone buys two or more new tires, there's a good chance they're also due for an alignment.
Which makes sense. New tires, new alignment.
Exactly. So they track how often those two or more tire sales result in an alignment service. It helps them see if there are any missed opportunities and if they're maximizing their revenue.
Smart. Okay, so payroll alignment. What else are they keeping an eye on?
Brake flushes. Remember those?
How could I forget?
They track how often they're providing that service.
Which is important, but easy to forget about.
Exactly. And since we're talking about those add-on services, they also keep a close eye on their road hazard warranty attachment rate.
Yes. The road hazard warranty. I'll admit I usually just tune that out when they ask me if I want it.
I get it. It's like one more thing to think about, but it can actually save you a lot of money if something happens to your tire.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I need to pay more attention next time.
It's worth considering, but the reason they track it is so they can see if they're doing a good job of explaining the value to customers.
It's all connected.
Always. They're constantly evaluating and refining their approach.
They're like the customer service whisperers.
They really are.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of information about their systems and processes, but I'm curious about the human side of things. What's it actually like to work at one of these places?
That is the question, isn't it? It's got to be more than just good pay and benefits.
Right. What's the secret to attracting and keeping great employees?
Well, it all starts with those super detailed job descriptions.
Ah, yes, the job descriptions. So what makes these ones so special?
They're incredibly specific. You can tell they've really thought about what each role entails and what success looks like.
So no one's left wondering, what am I even doing here?
Exactly. Like, we even have an example of one for a retail sales position.
Oh, yeah. What does it say?
Well, it emphasizes that the main job is to sell stuff, tires, inspections, repairs, you name it. But it's not just about pushing products. It's about doing it in a way that maximizes sales and customer satisfaction.
So it's finding that win-win, helping the customer while also helping the business.
Exactly. And they're very clear that any recommendations for services have to be based on a standardized inspection process, not just on what they think they can get away with.
Ethical selling.
Love it. Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Lots of detail about performance expectations, things like greeting every customer within 10 feet or 4 seconds of them entering the store.
There's that emphasis on those personal contact qualities again.
It's everything. They also have a 3-ring rule for answering the phone plus specific phone scripts.
Because first impressions matter.
So much.
So what else is in this epic job description?
Oh, you name it. Actively listening to customers, figuring out their needs, documenting vehicle information, educating them about services, presenting estimates clearly. It's incredibly thorough.
They really leave no stone unturned.
Nope. And they want to make sure everyone is set up for success, so they also list specific characteristics and capabilities that are important for the role.
Like what kind of things?
Being prompt friendly, caring attentive, maintaining a professional appearance, having strong communication skills. The list goes on.
So basically, they're looking for people who are passionate about cars and about providing amazing service.
Exactly. And they support that with ongoing training and development opportunities.
It's not just a job. It's a career path.
100%. And one thing that really impressed me was the emphasis on problem solving and customer satisfaction.
Okay, yeah. Tell me more about that. How does that play out in their day-to-day work?
Well, for example, they specifically say that a key part of the job is to resolve customer complaints at first contact.
Wow. So no passing the buck to a manager.
Nope. They want their employees to be empowered to handle those situations head on.
Which takes serious skills.
It does. You have to be able to listen, understand the customer's perspective, and then find a solution that works for everyone.
Turning that frown upside down.
Exactly.
It's impressive how much they pack into a single job description.
They don't mess around.
Clearly not. They've created a system that sets their employees up for success and creates those amazing customer experiences we keep talking about.
It's pretty brilliant. So last time we were talking about those super detailed job descriptions.
Yeah, those things are intense.
Right. Like they really don't mess around.
No stone unturned.
Exactly. But it makes sense when you realize how much emphasis they put on customer service.
Because it's not just about what happens behind the scenes. It's about that interaction when the customer walks through the door.
100%. And that's where all those personal contact qualities come in.
Right. PCQ.
They want that customer to feel like a VIP from the second they step inside.
Okay. So let's role play this a little. I'm the customer. I've booked my appointment. I walk in the door. What happens next?
Well, first you're going to get that warm greeting. Someone's going to be right there to welcome you.
No lurking around awkwardly by the waiting room magazines.
No way. They're all over it. They'll confirm your appointment, make sure you're comfortable, offer you a drink maybe.
Okay, so far so good. They've aced the greeting. Now what? Time to actually look at my car.
Exactly. This is where that comprehensive vehicle inspection comes in.
Right, the CVI. It's more than just a quick glance under the hood.
Oh yeah, this is the real deal. We're talking a complete top-to-bottom inspection, engine transmission brakes, suspension tires, everything.
Wow, they are thorough.
They want to catch any potential issues before they become big problems. Mm. And it's also a chance for them to mention those focus services.
Right, like if they notice my brake fluid is looking a little suspect.
Exactly. They'll let you know. But it's not about pressuring you into anything. It's about giving you all the info you need and letting you decide what's best for your car and your wallet.
Transparency is key.
100%. They'll go over everything with you, explain it all in plain English.
No mechanic jargon.
No way. They want you to understand what's going on, and then they'll give you a detailed estimate for any work they recommend.
And I'm guessing no surprise charges when it's time to pay the bill?
Nope. They stick to their estimates because they know that trust is everything.
Music to my ears. Okay, so the work's done. It's time to hand over my credit card. What's this stage of the process like?
Still all about transparency. They'll walk you through the invoice line by line. Make sure you understand every single charge.
So no hidden fees or mysterious line items?
Nope. And then they thank you for your business, give you your keys, and send you on your merry way.
Sounds pretty painless.
Right. But it doesn't end there.
Wait, there's more. I thought I was free.
Remember, this whole thing is about building a relationship. So they'll probably follow up in a few days to make sure everything's good.
Okay. So they're not just kicking me to the curb once they've got my money.
Exactly. And here's the really cool part. They actually keep track of your service history and reach out when it's time for things like oil changes or tire rotations.
Wait, seriously? It's like they're my car's personal assistant.
Right. Because let's be honest, who actually remembers when they're due for an oil change?
Definitely not me.
But they're on top of it. They're taking the hassle out of car maintenance and building that loyalty at the same time.
That's brilliant. Okay, so we've got the ACTS framework, quarter time rule, PCQ, focus services, customer service delivery system, total communication cycle. It's a lot.
It's a lot of acronyms, that's for sure.
But it all adds up to a pretty incredible customer experience.
It does. And it shows that they're really thinking about every single touch point.
From that first phone call to that follow-up after your appointment.
Exactly. And they're constantly measuring their performance to make sure they're hitting the mark.
Okay, so speaking of measuring performance.
Yeah.
You mentioned that they're obsessed with data.
Obsessed is an understatement. Obsessed is an understatement. They track everything.
Okay, so what kind of things are we talking about here? Give me the data deep dive.
Well, one of the big ones is payroll as a percentage of sales.
So how much they're spending on their employees versus how much money they're bringing in.
Exactly. Because you got to make sure that number makes sense.
Absolutely. You don't want labor costs eating up all your profits.
And they actually take it a step further. They look at payroll for the service staff separately from the sales and management teams.
Interesting. So they can see if there's any imbalance there.
Exactly. Like if one department's costs are out of whack.
Makes sense. Okay, so payroll, what else?
They track something called their pay percentage.
Paynator percentage.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we need a glossary for all these acronyms.
Right, so PATE stands for a potential alignment ticket.
Okay.
They figured out that when someone buys two or more new tires...
There's a good chance they need an alignment too.
Ding, ding, ding. So they keep track of how often those two or more tire sales actually turn into alignment jobs.
To make sure they're not missing any opportunities.
Exactly. And to see if their process for recommending alignments is working.
Smart. Okay, so we've got payroll alignment. What other data points are they obsessed with?
Well, we talked about how important brake flushes are.
Crucial, but easy to forget.
Exactly. So they actually track how often they're doing that service.
To make sure it's not slipping through the cracks.
Exactly. And then since we're talking about those add-on services, they also track the attachment rate for their road hazard warranty.
Ah, yes, the road hazard warranty. The thing I always say no to.
I know, I do the same thing. It feels like just one more expense.
But they always make it sound so convincing.
They're good at their jobs. But by tracking that data, they can see if maybe they need to tweak their pitch or if customers aren't really understanding the value.
It's all about those small improvements over time.
Exactly. Okay, so on top of all that, they also send out customer satisfaction surveys.
Ooh, customer feedback. Always important.
Absolutely. They want to know what they're doing well and what they can improve.
So they're not just guessing, they're actually asking the people who matter most.
Exactly. And they use that feedback to make changes to their processes, training programs, you name it.
I feel like customer service ninjas constantly adapting and improving.
It's really impressive, and it shows in the results they get.
That's the thing that blows my mind about all this. It's not just about being nice for the sake of being nice. These strategies actually work.
They do. And not just for auto shops either.
That's what's so cool about this whole deep dive. It's tempting to think, oh, this is just for car people. But it's so much bigger than that.
100%. These principles, they apply to any business, any industry where you've got people interacting with other people.
It's all about building trust, communicating, clearly showing empathy.
And at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about?
It really is. It's amazing how far a little kindness and a lot of strategy can take you.
It's true.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another deep dive in the books. We've learned that running a successful business isn't just about what you do, it's about how you make people feel.
And that's a lesson worth remembering no matter what line of work you're in.
Absolutely. So the next time you're tempted to just phone it in, remember the ACTS of customer service.
Attitude, consistency, teamwork, service.
It's a recipe for success. Until next time, folks, keep those engines revving and those hearts open.